Carrie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today on Galesburg Live.
No problem.
Well, I want to jump right. What a beautiful weekend. How was last weekend? Right? Gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even explain. We have not had such a beautiful weekend. Yeah. It was well-deserved.
Yeah.
Our vendors were thrilled. There was a lot of customers out. So yeah. it was fantastic.
Well, Carrie, I'm sure after the last few years that we've all had, it was nice to see. And you were right when you said it was well-deserved. We deserve to have a couple nice weekends for the Scenic Drive, finally, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, I wanted to jump right into it, Carrie. The biggest stop on the drive, everybody's got to make their way to Farmington, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Our biggest stop this year, it's ever-changing, but this year Reed Park has got to take the number one spot. They've got over 60 vendors. Sarah Perardi has done an amazing job. She's our area rep for that location, not only just organizing the vendors, but also making sure that the food vendors there do contribute back. They've got the rotators. And the different artisans are all more like a juried craft. So she just puts her blood, sweat, and tears into that, and it really shows. So she's got to take our number one spot for this year.
So when you say juried, that means that all of the vendors get a vote on whether to introduce a new vendor. Is that correct?
It's handmade.
Oh, handmade,
so
right.
We don't
gotcha.
Allow anything in
oh,
that
yes.
is resold. There has to be so much of the finished product that the people there have actually made. So she makes sure to look at all the items. When she's bringing in a new vendor, she makes sure that they are an actual handmade item.
Okay. And they're very proud of their handmade items and food and all that. They're very proud of their Reed Park kind of brand, I guess, right?
Yes. It's been known for many, many years that if you want crafts, you go to Reed Park. And again, like I said, we just really appreciate like the entertainment. She always makes sure that there's daily entertainment there. We've had demonstrators over the years. We've had, historical speakers there. So it's a nice small area still, but she's was able to get over 60 vendors in there.
My gosh. And in Farmington also, you've got Farmington West. How does that work? That's the on the west side of town then, right? Where when you come in from on 116 there, right?
Yep. So that's on the other end of town.
Yeah.
So Farmington West, we're lucky to have that big open field. So we're able to have some larger vendors there. And you can find some handmade as well. You can also find people that have prepackaged foods, different chefs. And there's everything you could think of there.
Yeah.
Different food trucks. You definitely won't go home hungry after
right.
visiting that stop.
Well, and I know it's all, again, weather dependent, the crowds and all that, but how's the traffic flow through Farmington? How was it this past weekend? Did you have any?
It was surprisingly good.
Good.
Yes. We were a little hesitant because we started seeing that flood of people come in, and based on last year, it was still pretty light.
Yeah.
But we had backups, for additional parking and things like that. If it got too much, we had a plan in place for the addition. If anybody's heard the rumors, there was a porta pot issue because of increase of traffic. But our company that we were working with was wonderful, and they came out, made an extra stop for us. And then this year, this weekend, we're ready to go again 100%. Typically, the porta pots, we know in advance, but we just really had no idea we're going to have this great of traffic. So we're really fortunate that they were willing to work with us as well.
That's right. Well, those top three things you need for a successful Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival: great vendors, good parking, and lots of bathrooms, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
that's right. So again, on the west, you've got two. I mean, that's what makes Farmington so huge. These two just giant areas you can go. You really could spend the whole day in Farmington, right?
Absolutely. We've got people that come in early, but if you hit that 1 o'clock traffic, that's the last stop you're making for the day. Got to start over the next day.
So I'd like to step back and talk about you a little bit. Are you from around, are you from Fulton County, the Spoon River Valley area?
I am. So I actually grew up outside of London Mills on 120-acre farm ground. Okay. So it's something that's very near and dear to me. I've been doing the drive since I was 13 years old.
Well, I was about to say,
there in London Mills.
Yeah, I think I shared with you off mic. I grew up between Maquon and Rapitee, so right there on 97, I was in Scenic Drive Central. You know. Oh, and you're just, if you grow up around here, you're just kind of in the Scenic Drive, aren't you?
Yeah, it's something they don't tell you when you buy a house, but it comes with the territory.
That's right. So how long have you been involved with the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Committee?
So I actually just signed on this past March. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of changes that have happened, and unfortunately, you know, with it being a 54-year legacy now, we have just a lot of older folks that have been, you know, holding this together for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And you know, it's in that transition time. So we still have some of the same board members. But you know, when I found out that they were needing some additional help, I didn't even think twice about it. I just jumped aboard, and they welcomed me with open arms. So I was really fortunate to have their guidance and everything. And then I've got all these crazy new ideas.
Well, I wanted to touch upon one thing real quick. There's just been some confusion over the past few years. And then, of course, you throw COVID in there. And it's just, you know, people are just not sure, what's what. The Spoon River Valley, is it the Spoon River Scenic Drive? Is it this? Is it that? But we wanted to kind of clear up some of that. You are the official Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Committee. You are the official thing, and you have the 54-year history. That's your drive, right?
Correct.
Yes, right.
Correct. So we have done the advertising. We are a non-for-profit. None of our committee members are paid anything. So we have been holding the national advertising for the event just year over year. There's multiple publications, Travelers magazines that we're in that a lot of people don't even know about.
Sure.
So without the committee, the advertising would slow down and our traffic would slow down. So where a lot of the confusion is every single year we go to every town that participates and we say, hey, we would like to have the Scenic Drive in your town this year. Does the township approve?
Yeah.
Then we also have an area rep for the sites. And then the committee will vote that area rep in. With everything kind of falling apart with COVID,
sure,
the manpower wasn't there.
Right, right.
You know, so we've lost quite a few locations. Things got a little, you know, messy just not having... you know, it takes a lot of people to run the drive. And so we're kind of in the rebuild stage. We just called this last year, you know, kind of back to its roots. We've got a nice foundation under us now. And the reason I ultimately decided to join the board is actually because I did the drive last year as a vendor. It was the first time I had done it in a couple years.
Oh.
And I just saw the massive amounts of support that people were willing to give. They just didn't know how.
Sure.
So my ultimate job as chairperson, what I would like to do is just to share how people can contribute to the association, how to be one of our sanctioned sites, how to be an authorized vendor that we can advertise you. So that's kind of my goal with this position.
What I thought we'd do is we want to mention that you can find all of the stops and a wealth of information on your website. Are you in charge of that, too?
That's actually our president, Cindy Arnett, runs our website for us.
Mm-hmm. SpoonRiverDrive.org. It's got the map. It's got all the locations and everything. So, plus, you've got lots of great social media presence, too.
Yes, we have really focused on trying to get it into the digital age. Still a work in progress. Again, we're 5 committee members, so we can only do so much. But we did make huge strides this year, and we've got a lot of good ideas going into next year, you know, including promoting more of our vendors, more of our area reps.
Yes.
Things like that on the website.
Wonderful. Well, Carrie, we thought we'd take a kind of a virtual tour around the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. We've already talked about Farmington's Reed Park and Farmington West. What do you say we start in Avon and you can tell us about some things going on there?
Absolutely. Okay. So like I was saying, we are kind of in the rebuild stage.
Yeah.
So one of our long time supporters in Avon, we still have Barbara Baker there. Old South Main Antiques is one of our supporters. The township, again, kind of, we weren't sure this year. So
sure.
The township did not want any vendors through there. Oh. However, I just drove through today, that kind of back path into Avon, and you can't beat the scenery.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
That's really a big part of the scenic drive as well, is the scenery.
That's right.
So, you know, just making that drive into Avon, there were so many beautiful leaves changing and things like that. And then the downtown Avon, you know, it's just a great little area to visit.
Yeah.
They've got the information center down there. So we'll have our information booth. So we have, we try to keep stocked of all of our books.
Yeah.
For the scenic drive at our information booths. So that would be one place you could pick those up.
Carrie Ward is the chairperson for the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival going on the second weekend here. And we're kind of taking a little virtual tour. I look at this as, I remember it as Teddy Bear Junction. But it's not Teddy. It's not. Every time I drive by there, it's Teddy Bear Junction. But it's not Teddy Bear Junction anymore.
Again, everything changes, whether we want it to or not.
That's right. It's the
so for a lot of people, this change was very good.
Yeah, right. Spoon River Junction Winery is one of the stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did get the chance to visit the winery. They have a beautiful, beautiful setup.
Yeah.
You know, I just walking in, the smells are enough to do it justice right there. The hope with this location, he did get a few vendors signed on for this year. He would like to make it a destination as well.
Oh boy.
But there's cute little tables set up where you can just sit and enjoy.
Yeah.
And again, it's Teddy Bear Junction. It's
we all know
what
that
is. Place for anybody around here.
It's the junction of Route 97 and Route 9, right?
Correct.
Yeah, right. And then, of course, if we go to the east, you'll go into Canton too, then.
Yes. So Canton, our location there is Jones Park. That is actually kind of ran by the one of the Canton groups that helps promote multiple areas, multiple events throughout the year. So they're used to doing events, and it shows. I mean, it's always so well organized.
Yes.
You know, everything's very straightforward. You do have a good mix, again, of food and good quality vendors.
So now we go to Smithfield. That's a popular stop on the drive.
It is. I mean, if anybody's ever been to Smithfield, you know, the red brick.
Red brick school, sure.
Noodles.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I just talked to somebody on the air. They played a contest on one of our sister stations. Her name was Birdie. And I asked her about the scenic drive down there in Smith. She goes, "Oh yeah, it's a big stop down here. Smithfield's still very popular."
Yes, yeah, Smithfield. We have both downtown and the red brick school.
Yeah,
everything: the chicken and noodles, homemade ice cream, the pies. I also walked in there and just the smell of the pies. Oh. So good.
Yeah. And then another stop on the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive. This is a popular one, Bernadotte. Now, I say Bernadotte. I shouldn't say that. I should say Bernadotte, but I'm a hick from, you know, from Knox County and Fulton County. I say Bernadotte. I don't know why I do that. I have to catch myself.
I do the same thing.
Do you say Bernadotte? Okay.
I say Bernadotte.
I do, too.
I think they say Bernadotte, too, so that's okay.
I don't feel so bad. That's right. And that's always been a popular place for the drive.
It has. It has. And I hadn't been on, you know, I hadn't done it justice. I haven't been at all the stops in so long.
Yeah.
But that dam that they have, the Spoon River Dam right there, is such a beautiful, beautiful location for photos. Last year, we got a lot of selfies that was right there in front of the dam. So it's a really great environment. And then the guys have done such a good job just keeping that place clean and organized as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Carrie Ward. She is the chairperson of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. And new or back this year is the Lewiston Fairgrounds.
Yes, we were so excited for this to finally come to fruition. So it took, again, the manpower to put this together. Our president of the association, Cindy Arnett, kind of took that project on. And it is such an ideal site, from indoor spaces to the outdoor spaces, plenty of parking. This weekend, we actually had the car show going, and it looks like it's going to be another great weekend. So I think we're going to have another successful car show this upcoming weekend. But in addition to that, we still have the Lewiston downtown around the visitor center. It's just a lot going on there. And then we also have the Marigold Meadows.
Yes. What's out at Marigold? What is Marigold Meadows feature? What's
so there? Out there, that she actually has, it's kind of tucked back in around where the high school is. It's not the easiest thing to get to, but once you're there, it's easy to get back to, kind of thing. Marsha Jones is, she's actually our treasurer.
Okay.
And she runs everything out there. It's a lot of that old world feel, that kind of historical site. You know, and in addition to Lewiston, that's actually where the Scenic Drive was kind of born from. The Edgar Lee Masters home is in Lewiston as well.
Yes.
So there's different historical sites. And those are all listed in our program guides every year. So people that do want to kind of dive further than just the vendor sites can do so.
Absolutely. Carrie Ward is the chairperson of the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Committee. And you mentioned Edgar Lee Masters. Well, there's Oak Hill Cemetery, and you have to go through there. If you're going to Lewiston, you just have to go there.
Yes, absolutely.
Such history and Spoon River Anthology. If you're familiar with the book, which I would think we all were, because I think we're all forced to read it when we're in grade school, junior high, high school, right? So it's like it all comes to life when you're driving through, when you're walking through Oak Hill Cemetery and there in Lewiston. So that's really, really a wonderful, wonderful touch to the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, I'm flipping through the book at this moment and I'm forgetting some of these things. Like, this book is such a great guide of the scarecrow contest they always have in downtown Lewiston as well. So you see all the scarecrows on the post, the blacksmith shop. You know, I visited there. I still have my ring that they made me at the blacksmith shop.
Really?
It's still in my jewelry box. And I was maybe 17 when I got that.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go. See, are they still doing that there, do you think? I mean,
they still have the blacksmith. I actually sent a customer to him that was interested in purchasing an anvil. And I said, well, I don't know anything about that, but I know who does.
Carrie, it's hard to believe our time is running down here, but it goes by very fast. We're continuing our tour through our virtual tour through the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival, and we just left Lewiston, and we're going to the Waterford Township. Now, what is that?
So driving through the Waterford Township is a lot of history there as well. It's right on the Spoon River. A couple of the early on vendors, the business people, that's where one of the stops were, you know, 50 plus years ago.
Right.
So being right on the Spoon River, again, it's a great location for the scenic drive itself, just with the changing of the leaves, a great photo opportunity. And then right before there, you've got the Orchard Hill. Depending on where we're at in harvest season, kind of depends on what you'll find there. But with everything ever changing, it's about the drive.
That's right. It really is. You're just going to see so many different things. You're seeing all the fall foliage, and this will be a great weekend for the leaves to continue to turn too. So you're going to see some beautiful sights.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At Dixon Mounds Museum is still on the drive.
Yes, we still have Dixon Mounds. They reduced their hours this year. When I checked in with them, they were only going to be open on the Saturdays. So if you wanted to hit Dixon Mounds, make sure you do it on Saturday.
Okay.
Of
this weekend.
Of
yeah.
The drive.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been open to the public. They've got different events and things like that they do throughout the year. So it's a great way to kind of get ideas of more things to do in the future,
right,
for different fall events.
Now, a dear friend of mine was one of the curators there at Dixon Mounds for 35 years. And he is, speaking of London, he's from the London Mills area, and he had an amazing collection of arrowheads that he would go and find around the London Mills area. And I mean, like thousands and thousands of arrowheads and axe heads and all that have been displayed there at Dixon Mounds too, from this whole Spoon River Valley area. So it's really, really cool displays there too. And now if we go to, as we go through our tour, Duncan Mills.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Duncan. I haven't been. That's one stop I have not been to.
Oh, really? Okay. No. So I got the opportunity. Again, it's not one that I have frequent, just because, again, I was from around where you were, by London Mills.
Yeah.
It's hard to get everywhere on the drive.
That's right.
However, the Dulcimers, that's my memory of it.
Okay.
You know, everybody has their own memories, but they have playing the dulcimers. The gentleman actually makes them. He repairs them. And it's just, it's beautiful, beautiful music. Also the baked goods. There's delicious pies. They've got the little hand pies and different breads, things like that are all handmade. And then there's all sorts of woodworkers. So it's, again, back to the hand-carved little birds and kids' toys.
Yeah.
Just a lot of that history
so
in Duncan Mills.
Absolutely. So if you're planning out your drive along the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive and you're in Duncan Mills, would you go south to go to Astoria first and then make your way up to Vermont and then Ipava? Or would you go to Ipava, down to Vermont, back around to Astoria? What would you do?
You know, I think it really depends on where you're going after.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
If you're
I'll tell you what,
it's a little loop.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, why don't we just go from Duncan Mills and we go to Ipava? How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
So Ipava, if we're heading that direction, this is another one of our locations that we're really looking to build on next year. We do have the Easley Pioneer Museum. They are open both Saturday and Sunday until 4.
Okay.
The scenic drive is 9 to 5, but they're open until 4 o'clock. I learn so much every time I'm on the phone with them, every time I stop in. There is a plethora of information there. You know, especially since this has been going so long, if you have that next generation, you know, your children or grandkids that you want to take and just show, have somebody be able to talk to them about the history, the Elrod Museum is, or I'm sorry, the Easley Pioneer Museum is definitely a stop to make. In addition, the Elrod Schoolhouse was just remodeled. So they have a period age attire, and it's just a walkthrough of this old schoolhouse, but it's something you have to you have to go through and see.
Wonderful, wonderful. Then we go from Ipava. We'll take a little detour around there and go to Vermont.
So
I haven't been to Vermont in a long time.
It has been a while for me as well. I drove through last weekend, and I will have to admit it has been 12 years since Vermont. So yeah. Vermont has a ton of history as well. A lot of nice old buildings there. They do have the information center there. Sandy Long is there with the Scenic Drive information. There's a self-guided tour of 14 different residences. There's, again, a ton of historical sites there. So that's more your history stop for this year. There are facilities there as well, plenty of parking, things like that. So it makes it very easy.
Wonderful.
To do that.
Yeah. And now our final stop on the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive, at least for our virtual tour, we're going all the way down to the bottom of Fulton County for Astoria. And let me tell you, it'll be well worth the drive.
Yes. So Astoria is another one of our big, I want to say the town support.
Yeah.
So a lot of local businesses will advertise with the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive.
Oh, wonderful.
And so it gives them year-round advertising.
Sure.
And in the meantime, when we have a scenic drive, they are listed as one of our stops. So there's a couple different spots there in Astoria, as well as a couple of surrounding areas, just because it is rural. So those are all listed in the book as well. Astoria is also one of the locations that has reached out to us this year saying, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't get stuff together to set up events and music and everything that is needed to be one of our sites.
Sure.
But next year, they're really looking forward to adding it because they have been a very good location for us in the past.
Absolutely. And as you said, Carrie, this is a rebuilding year. Here for the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive, for
in a lot of ways.
Right. Well, Carrie Ward is the chairperson for the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Committee. And in our last couple minutes that we have here, Carrie, let's talk about the future. And you had said when you first signed on just back in March as the chairperson for the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival Committee that you had a lot of ideas. And what are you hoping to for the future for the drive? What are some highlights that you're hoping for and you're working on?
Yes. So the biggest thing that I found in making all these phone calls, reaching out to people, is there are so many people who want to support the drive and they just don't know how. With social media, people turn to the internet to try to find out how can I help? And really, they're met with a website that talks a lot about our history and what the drive is all about. However, there's no, this is how you support us. This
sure.
is how you help out.
Yeah.
So part of that is with our social media presence. My hopes are, well, when we've already done an amazing job with our Facebook page.
Yeah.
As far as one of our posts had over 14,000 views. It was
my gosh. That's wonderful. Yeah. Wow. Nice work. Gee whiz.
Thank you. We're going to continue on that. Another is since the history is such an important part of the drive, you know, the vendors are great. It's awesome being able to do your holiday shopping all during the drive, but the history of it as well. So I would like to create an Instagram page where other people can share their photos with us. And we can just have one page dedicated to the beautiful scenery, the historical sites, all of that sort of thing through Instagram. We are getting everything online for our vendors as well. So throughout the year, we will be able to promote them, not just in the Travelers magazines and in our book, but we'll be able to promote them through the website. And if somebody wants to look specifically at Canton and say, well, what can I do in Canton? It'll list our vendors and everybody that is contributing for that year.
All right.
I mean, in addition to that, lots of QR codes. There's some stuff in the mix there that I don't want to really reveal because it's exciting. But in the future, we'll keep the communication going via Facebook. And if you follow us on there, you'll be able to keep up.
That's wonderful. Absolutely. SpoonRiverDrive.org. And of course, check them out on Facebook. Search for Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival. And Carrie Ward, thank you so much for taking the time. One quick last one. What is your Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival weakness? What is that one thing that you've got to have? What is that? That you just can't every year, every time. You can't pass it up. What is it?
Mine is unfortunately the kettle corn. I think I eat about 10 pounds of kettle corn every year.
There's no shame in that. There's no shame in it, Carrie. Oh, it's good. It's wonderful. Well, enjoy that kettle corn. Please, please give our best to your committee, all the volunteers, and everyone who makes this happen. We appreciate your hard work to make the Spoon River Valley Scenic Drive Fall Festival a huge success.
Absolutely. Will do. Thank you so much for having us.